Having rescued Augustus Gloop from the Chocolate River and finally caught up to Mr. Wonka and the rest of the kids, Charlie found them faced with a peculiar dilemma.
I would rather you didn't.
I'm the world record holder in chewing gum. I'm not afraid of anything.
For despite Mr. Wonka's protests, Violet had sampled one of his new inventions. A stick of gum that was a whole three-course dinner all by itself.
It's amazing. Tomato soup. I can feel it running down my throat. It's changing. Roast beef, baked potato, with crispy skin and butter.
I've tried it on 20 Oompa Loompas, and it always goes wrong when we come to the dessert. It's the blueberry pie that does it.
She's swelling up.
Ha! Look at her go! I don't want a piece of that candy.
Indeed, Violet was becoming rounder and more blue by the moment, and showed no sign of stopping.
I don't feel so good.
Seeing that Charlie had returned from rescuing Augustus Gloop, Mr. Wonka thought nothing of asking him for another favor.
We've got to squeeze the juice out of her immediately.
This time, requesting that Charlie roll the foolish girl to the juicing.
Don't worry, we've had lots of practice with this.
Where she could be restored to her former miserable state.
Will Violet always be a blueberry?
No. Maybe. I don't know. But that's what you get from chewing gum all day. It's just disgusting.